It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about a four-letter word, move, M-O-V-E, as in move your body. Health experts have been preaching the benefits of moving around for years now, but it's still tough for some people to do.
Some of those people include tweens and teens. Unless they're involved in sports, tweens and teens can get into a bad habit of sitting around way too much. And one of the reasons is because their heads are down, staring into the mesmerizing glow of the iPhone or Droid.
That's right. Kids used to beg to go outside to play and run around with their neighborhood friends, and now we sometimes have to force our kids to get outside and play because they're busy playing Angry Birds or Minecraft on their phones or their iPods.
So what can we do to get tweens and teens moving? One thing you can do is challenge them to a step off, like we talked about yesterday. See if they can rack up more steps per day than you can and track it with a pedometer.
And the other thing you could try is to make them earn the time to sit still and text. If you control their access to the phone, then you can say, hey, after you walk or run or do something active for 30 minutes, then you'll earn an hour of phone or TV time.
Speaking of time, we're officially in the Christmas shopping season with only about 10 full weeks to go before all the Christmas gifts need to be bought, wrapped, and shipped, etc. So if you're making a shopping list and need some gift ideas, check out our new holiday gift guide, which you can find at nwamotherloadgiftguide.com,
where shopping moms click.